The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. It's part two of the episode. I remembered the name. It is not responsible, even though I am not responsible for remembering names, faces, events, dates, or the like. However, I have in this moment.
You're pretty good at Academy. Names, I feel.
Yeah, I actually am. I am very good at names. It's like a...
Occasionally, you'll ask, but I would say most of the time you ask me, you're like, oh, is this person's name, blah, blah, blah. I would say like 80% of the time you're right on the thing you're asking me to clarify.
Yeah. So anyways, I just am here. Hello. You have Grey's Academy podcast. And my name is Carmen.
My name is Kelsey. I'm sick. We're still recording a podcast. Everything is great. We're going to start with everyone's favorite segment, Living in Shondaland.
Living in Shondaland!
Womp womp.
Don't you fucking say zero.
There's zero.
Dumb.
I know.
I don't even know why Shonda writes these kind of episodes.
It is truly shocking. I mean, so far I think maybe there's four. Maybe. There's been four episodes where this happens. It's truly so rare.
I would have... Like, you've got Ricky, you've got Julia, you've got the clinical trial family, you've got a lot of... man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah. I literally wrote womp womp in my notes.
Yeah. That's, you know who the kid looked like in the clinical trial? He looked like a Sweet Life of Zach and Cody initially.
He does look a little bit like a knockoff
like
of them,
like,
yeah.
Like a Sprouse, right? That's what their name is, the...
The Sprouse twins.
The Sprouse, is it, and they're Big Daddy too, right?
Yes, I think so.
I think they're Big Daddy.
I think they are.
While I was upstairs pooping in between episodes, I was reading an article about how, 30 years straight, Adam Sandler has called Rob Schneider once a week.
Wow.
Like, yeah, he was telling a story about how Adam Sandler was in Italy, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning in Italy, and he just called Rob Schneider, and he's like, I'm sleeping. And Adam was like, yeah, but can you talk? Like,
but we got shit to say.
Yeah.
I mean, we call each other once a week when we do this podcast.
It's true. This really is, it's more for us than for anyone else. That's We're just lucky people
true.
Like it.
Yeah, it's true.
We were going to watch Grey's Anatomy regardless. We might as well have just monetized it.
Exactly.
We love capitalism.
Let everyone share in our thoughts.
Yeah, our dude thoughts.
Not those.
I saw an article about Armie Hammer the other day. Remember that?
I did too.
How he's selling
his
truck?
Can't afford gas. Yes.
Yeah. Have our algorithms finally synced up?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I hope not.
I feel bad for you.
Yeah, you should.
I showed someone the Game Changer show the other day. Oh. I sent them the Rose and Jack one. And they're like, what show is this? And I was like, let me tell you. Yeah. So
he He's fine. You got us. Just subscribe. I promise you.
I just watch
so much stuff on there. There's like 3 full seasons of Game Changer.
Does that include Yes And?
There's way more seasons of Game Changer. Sorry. There's 3 or 4 seasons of Make Some Noise.
Actually.
There's so many seasons of Actually.
That's all in the same thing?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I like Actually.
You can sign up for it and you get a discount. It's just dropout.tv. And I think without the discount, it's like $60. And I think with the discount, it's like $48 for the year.
This episode is not sponsored by them, but we do love them and support them.
Oh my God. I would die if I could meet any of them. I love them so much.
I keep forgetting to tell you this. Shout out to our friend Miles. But I messaged him. He's going on tour.
Yes.
I messaged him. I was like, hey, dude, I don't know if you want a place to stay in Chicago, but like we got a queen bed and home cooked food. Also a cute cat. Let me know if you want to crash. So.
Yeah.
See if Miles wants to stay at our house.
Like, why are you not coming anywhere near me?
Yeah. I was like, let me come on. Let me be a part of this live show, bro.
Please. I would die. I would fly up.
Yeah, you would. You get VIP tickets. Yeah. Next to me on stage.
The dream.
So the knockoff Sprouse is a kid to the clinical trial family who likes Johnny Cash. Not as much as you, though. You like Johnny Cash.
I do like
Johnny Cash. Ring of Fire. Am I right?
It's true. It's true. It's a song.
Remember that time you got a live concert at your wedding?
No.
Oh.
Just kidding.
You know, I don't like to say that I've got favorites when it comes to my friends.
Oh, that's so nice that I'm your favorite.
But I do have at least 2 weddings that were my favorites.
The ones you were a part of?
The ones I performed. My concert.
Not a narcissist.
I'm not a narcissist. I just love...
I don't think you're a narcissist. I think you have narcissistic tendencies.
Honestly, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
You're so welcome. I'm here to compliment you and never insult you ever. That's not true.
You're so nice when you're sick. Be sick more.
I'm too tired to be mean.
Everyone, she slipped into a...
I'm in an awake coma where I'm only nice.
Goodness. She's high on joy.
It's the lack of oxygen going to my brain.
Oh, goodness. All right. Walk us through this family.
Okay. So, yeah, this is a patient that's here. They're already in the clinical trial. They're here to actually, like, get either the placebo or the medication. While Meredith is doing the intake, first of all, this is very sad. Like, this woman is pretty young. It's progressed very quickly. Like, she can't even essentially leave the house on her own. The husband is like working overtime to make sure their insurance doesn't lapse so that they can pay for everything. Cause I'm sure insurance, I'm not sure. I would guess insurance doesn't cover clinical trials or anything like that, or it would be like a very limited amount. So during the intake, Meredith notices that the kid, who also like is clearly stepped into a caregiver role at the age of 10, has like a bump on his neck. And so she asks like, oh, what's that? And they're like, oh, it's just a bump, but it doesn't hurt or anything. And she's like, oh, well, since, you know, we're here in the hospital, like we might as well check it out. You know, we've got doctors coming out of our butthole. So we're hemorrhaging doctors.
One less thing to worry about.
One less thing to worry about. And so
also good callback to the hemorrhaging doctors bit.
Thanks.
It's one of my favorite. It's actually, I think one of my top 4 or 5 favorite bits of yours of all time.
Thank you. Thank you. And so April examines him and it's, oh gosh, I wrote down what it actually is. Cause it's like a ham.
I have it somewhere too. Whatever it is, they need to do it
immediately. Cause it's basically sitting directly on his, airway. And so if it gets bigger or moves at all, diverticulectomy is the other thing that Arizona has that they need Stark to do so that she can do.
No, that's. Oh, yeah.
Hydrangea. Hygroma. I do love hydrangeas. One of my favorite flowers. Hygroma. Anyways, that's what Kyle has, which is the child's name. And so it's sitting, because it's sitting on his airway, it's essentially like a time bomb, because if it moves at all, it could just close his airway and he would die, because again, you need oxygen to live. And so they have to do this surgery really quickly. And so they asked Stark to take Arizona's other thing so she can do the surgery. And he's like, why would you wait so long to do this? Like, this is really dangerous. And she says, well, this is my first time seeing the patient. Because the parents are like, you know, there's all this other stuff going on at home. And he's like, okay, well, go ahead and call Child Protective Services, which kind of like floors everybody. And I will say I don't like his presentation and I don't think I agree with him, but I also see where he's coming from. But I'm also like, you're so on the outside of this scenario. And it's also super frustrating because he is talking about Child Protective Services in like so conceptually. In the like, oh, they come in and they ask questions. And if everything's fine, they just leave you alone. And if it's not fine, then they take the kid and they put them somewhere better. And like, that is what Child Protective Services was designed to be like. But because of like the nature of how overwhelming it's become and how like overworked the people are in it, and there's just not enough people to help everyone who needs help, it's simply not that way in reality. And obviously, I'm not like a part of this. This is just speaking from the outside, like my understanding of it.
Yeah.
Also, it does put you like in the system. Like they have, if anyone's ever called, like they have to record that. So then the parents are like in the system. So like it will come up for the rest of their lives that they were like investigated for neglect or something.
Yeah. As someone who has a family member who works with DCFS.
Yeah.
To your point, the way that Stark describes it is what family services are in a vacuum. The problem is that humans don't operate in a vacuum.
Yeah.
So the scene where they get back to later on, where Arizona and April are coming to him, and Arizona's like, no, like he's not being put in harm's way. And then Stark is basically like, oh, I mean, he says it condescendingly.
Yeah.
But he's like, oh, I'm so, so glad that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt 100% that this kid is not being put in harm's way. That's so nice. I'm so glad that you have that closure.
It must be so nice for you to know that without a doubt. And I'm like, again, this is what I'm saying. I'm like, okay, you're making a good point. The way you are making it,
but don't be a dick.
Yeah, you don't have to be a piece of shit about it.
That's still a piece of garbage.
Truly.
And then when he hits her with the, why don't you be a good example to all your residents and give them a call?
Yeah, I don't know why the hand motion of the phone like put me over the edge. I was like, oh, now I'm ready to fucking fight.
That's
like,
so 2011, I was though.
You are such a piece of shit. Like, yeah. Get it the fuck together. That's not how we talk to people.
Yeah. You're a doctor in your 50s and you're using hand motions.
Yeah.
I will say there was this scene where like going back to the beginning of this, I kind of like this little cute scene that set up. Then I was like, oh, maybe April is going to be a big part of this episode. When Meredith goes to April and is like, hey, I need you to do this. Look at this, you know, this kid for me. And she's like, oh yeah, I'll do this favor for you, but you owe me one. And Meredith's like, I think you're confusing favors with just doing your job. I owe you gratitude. And what did she say? You owe
respect.
My gratitude and respect. And then she hits her with the, I already had your respect. Smiles and walks away. And I'm like, I forget how far we have come with April and Meredith's relationship. And it makes me happy. It brought me a little bit of joy in that moment.
Yeah. I like that. It does look like they're... And also Meredith's face afterwards, she's like, what is happening? Is this person my friend?
What have I done?
I'm confused. How have we gotten here?
So,
ultimately, I feel... Hold on. I'm skipping the part where they go tell the parents.
Yeah, don't skip that part. That's hard to watch.
Yeah. So they go tell the parents that what the diagnosis is for Kyle. And then that some social worker has to come by. And the dad's like, no, thank you. And they're like, wait, is it for like the study? Maybe we should do it. And they're like, no, they just think we're shitty parents. And they're going to try and take our kid away. And obviously, like, upsets the mother. who gets up and is like, fuck this. I would rather like die from Alzheimer's than sit here and let you take my kid away from me. So she gets up and like is very upset and says she's going to leave. And that's when he starts singing Walk the Line. And the dad's like, she loves Johnny Cash. And like we sing this and it calms her down. It's hard to watch. And then that's when they're like, you know what? There's this, the situation is so like specific, like all these things had to compound and snowball for this to get the way that it is. But they're not bad people. They're not trying to hurt him. And now that they know that he needs treatment, they're getting it for him. And I think April's solution, I think, is a great solution. She's like, I will schedule his follow-ups to match when his mother is in for the trial. And we will just do it every 2 weeks. He will be here. And like, it's not anything, like if they are already scheduling the time to get her here, it's not anything extra for them. It's not like an extra burden that they aren't going to be able to do because of work or school or whatever. So I think it's just a really good solution. And that's what changes Stark's mind.
Yeah. And the way that she even leads up into that conversation, she goes, this kid, he's not just loved, he's cherished. And that's just so sweet. And when we get to the point where April is being asked out by Stark later on, she's like, he's the Grinch, but deep down inside, there's like this nice guy. And I think it's very easy for us to look at Stark where he is right now, and it's a stark comparison to someone like Alex or Arizona that we see truly like love and adore these kids, but they're also at different points in their career. I think maybe Stark does have that joy and that care for being in peds, but maybe it comes across as very rough around the edges. And you know, maybe there's some that you, we've seen him be a snake. I'm not defending him, but I think to April's point, maybe there is a decent person down there who clearly has values. They just don't know how to come out sometimes. So I don't know. When he says, yeah, all right, like you've changed my mind, get out of here before I change it again. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of sweet. It's kind of a sweet ending. But that scene where Meredith and April are telling them that they need to call child services is just like, the mom has a truly visceral reaction to that, and it's hard to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unpleasant. I mean, obviously, she's going to get upset, but one of the, I think, key symptoms of dementia, Alzheimer's, anything like that, is much more quick to, like, anger and frustration, which makes sense because, like, if you're confused and you don't always know what's going on, like, to me, it makes sense that you would, like, be on a, like, just more on edge all the time anyways. But I think that leads to part of why her reaction is so big, in my opinion. I'm sorry.
I agree.
For coughing again.
It's okay. I don't think you have anything you need to apologize for. Are you getting a ginger ale over there?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. At first,
I had one in my fridge. I had, like, two more in my fridge, and I was like, I'm going to drink this.
I love that. Anything else to add on that particular storyline for,
I don't think so. What about you?
No, I feel good with it. I think, I would like to officially predict that, Stark and April are going to do naughty things to each other.
Okay.
I'm going to make that official prediction.
Remembering that April is confirmed a virgin.
I didn't say how naughty, but they will do naughty things. There's at least going to be a kiss.
Okay. I do want to go back and highlight that this patient does get the actual Alzheimer's drug, which is very great.
And
I was like, God,
is this
they
the
did that.
First time we've seen an active agent get put in?
It's
I think it's all
time-
been placebo.
When they very first, when Alex is still on it, and like there's a montage of them opening a bunch at the very beginning, and some say active agent and some say placebo, but none of them were like, we had been introduced to the patient at this level. They were all just like, it's like a montage of some people getting one and the other people getting the other. So this is the first patient that we've gotten attached to that has gotten the actual drug. Thank God.
And also, Meredith reacted very positively. And I thought that we were not supposed to have any reaction to anything ever, always, for the whole clinical trial.
Well, I do feel like they say in brains, when they have the awake brain surgery, that people don't remember it.
Okay.
But it's possible that I made that up. But Derek fully says, do you want to celebrate by doing some burr holes?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, if she does remember it, what are they celebrating?
Right.
And that will lead us into our next story, which is Meredith losing her eyesight because of her fertility medication.
Mm-mm-mm.
So at the beginning of the episode, they're in the kitchen and Derek is going over the building of the house plan, which I don't know if you forgot about the house from like season four. They're taking their time on that house. They are not in a hurry. And so he's like, look at the plans. You know, this is the bathtub situation. This is the bathroom option. Like, do you want one sink or two sinks? And she's like, I actually just want a huge tub and I don't care about anything else.
Yeah. One deep enough to cover my knees and boobs at the same time.
Which is like the dream, honestly. I mean, you're a big man. You know what you want in a large tub. I mean, have you ever experienced a tub that you actually enjoyed?
Yeah. The one that was in Florida was pretty big.
That was a really big one because it was a soaking tub and it was in the corner. So it was quite large.
Actually, Jess and I both could fit in that tub together.
Yeah.
And
comfortably.
Take baths. Yeah, I need a tub that's deep enough for my knees and my dong to fit.
I don't want to get in a lengthy conversation about your wiener, but...
Is that a pun?
Doesn't it float?
Lengthy conversations about
in the baths?
Yeah. But it floats too much.
So you don't want a deep tub then?
I need a deep tub.
Are you not? You're not gonna. You're just gonna say it, and then you're just gonna leave it, even though my points are more valid.
I don't know what you're talking about.
If you have a deep tub and it floats, that's going to be more uncomfortable because it's going to be pulled up so much more. If you're on the bottom and it's like a very deep tub, then your wiener's just floating fully erect, but not being fully erect. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm upset now.
The whole reason I started this podcast a couple years back was so that Kelsey would say the word erect live on air. That was it.
I don't like it.
So that's it, guys. The show is done.
Sorry that I brought us here to this point. The moral of the story is wieners float in the tub.
If you float, I float. You'll float
we
too.
We all float here.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird. I don't actually know what that's from. Is that
it's
Forrest
from
Gump?
The Notebook.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I forgot that time when Ken and the girl from Doctor Strange were in love.
First of all, that's Regina George. So
that's
true.
Dang it. I wasn't quick enough with that reference. That's. I want the world to know that I accept full responsibility for this.
Thank
that
you.
One's on me.
Did you watch that movie, The Fall Guy? That was funny.
No, I haven't.
We watched it. It was funny. It was Ryan Gosling. He's like a stunt performer, and Emily Blunt is like
We didn't watch it.
It's very funny. I think you would enjoy it. It's a fun
I'm sure
watch.
I would.
Like, it's not life changing, but it's fun. We had some
what was
lol
that?
Moments.
What was that movie with Ryan Reynolds?
Deadpool.
Nope. The one where
Deadpool
he's 2. In. That's the one. No, where he's in the game. It's like a.
Oh, Free Guy.
Free Guy.
I did not watch that.
That was a good movie.
Okay. Let's
I like
talk
that
about
one.
What were we talking about? Meredith and Derek. Oh, in the house.
Yeah.
And Meredith mentions to Alex that her fertility meds are like making her eyes really dry and making everything blurry. And then it starts to get worse. And so she pages Alex to the optometry room. And this scene is so funny to me. Like, it's not like a huge thing, but like just their back and forth is just like such a good establishing moment for their friendship and being like where they are.
Yeah.
And that they're both just like, they have similarities. I just think it's really funny. I just think it's a funny little moment of,
it gives insight to both of their personalities.
Yeah.
Are you pulling up the receipts?
Alex says, maybe it's glaucoma. What the fuck? Maybe it's glaucoma and you could get a prescription for pot, which like dates this because pot is certainly legal now where they live. Doesn't look like glaucoma. You can't read the chart. If I squint, normal people don't squint. Read the chart. Line 8, no squinting. DCPI, you're blind. Shut up. Can you even see me? Yeah, and you look like a moron. It's like so funny to me.
And then he hits her with the, you know, you're going to get crow's feet, but lucky for you, I'm in plastics. I could probably help yeah. you out.
That's really funny. I just love that whole little scene. It's like a minute and a half long, but I just love it so much.
Well, the consequence of that scene, though, and the burr holes thing,
yeah.
is Meredith goes to Lucy and she's like, you know how when you're listening to those commercials about medicine?
Yeah.
And they're like, consult your physician if you have anal leakage or yeah. blurred vision.
It's terrible to happen to you.
Like, she's like, yeah, you have one of the things they warn you about. So yeah. you need to not do you need to stop immediately.
Well, and it's like, if you don't, it's not you'll just keep squinting. It's you could permanently damage your eyes or, like, worst case scenario, fully lose your vision. Like,
yeah.
it's not, oh, it's fine. Like, it'll just be annoying. You know, I'll just have a headache. Like, it's fully, like, you could no longer have this as a career anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, she goes in and she says, I can't do the burr holes because she can't see. Obviously the right choice. Rather just be like, let me just try.
What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah, everything's great. And so she, like, obviously lets Derek do it. And then Derek's frustrated. He's like, why didn't you tell me? And she's like, oh, I didn't realize how bad it was until we were in the surgery. Like, I just thought it was like dry eyes, essentially. And he's just frustrated that she wasn't communicating. I think the main reason she really only told Alex is because she was afraid someone was going to tell her to stop taking the drugs. She doesn't want to stop taking the drugs. She wants to get pregnant. She's like, they're very close to another ovulation cycle, everything. But I think that's her main reason for kind of keeping it to herself. And ultimately, like, Lucy does tell her she has to stop because she's like, otherwise, you know, you could fully lose your vision or worse, like, goodness knows, you know, what else could happen. So she does take that advice, as she should. And she's frustrated and disappointed, but you know, it's definitely hard because she's like, when you're in the infertility journey, there's so little you can control, and she's like doing the one thing she can, which is like taking these fertility meds. And so then to be told that she has to stop has to be really frustrating.
Yeah.
And then they say she's going to see the eye doctor, and then Richard tells her that she can't, he's going to check her like every day, and she can't go back into an OR until he fully clears her. So.
And that was crazy. She's like, I can't be in the room. I can't do surgeries, but like, I can't hold a scalpel. Can I still be in there? And he's like, no, you don't get to do anything. You are like what she said. I'm benched.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's just looking out for everybody, I feel.
He did the right thing. I do believe he did the right thing.
Yeah. And so, yeah. Anything else with that?
No, nothing else that I have with that. We probably, and this will take us probably through the break, but speaking of Weber, you want to start talking about Adele?
Yeah, I was going to say, let's talk about Adele. Were you surprised to see her back in the OR?
Yes. it made sense the way that they were leading up with this particular patient, because Hunt goes and interrupts Weber from the middle of doing paperwork for what I believe is probably his attempt to cure diabetes.
Yeah, his type 1 diabetes. I'm going to call it the Ellis Gray trial.
The Ellis Gray trial. Very nice. And he's like, do you know how much paperwork, blah, 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 if I even have one sheet of paperwork, blah, blah, blah. And Hunt's like, yeah, I get it. I know. Totally. This is important. And when it's Adele, and she's like, she's mangled.
She's really cut up.
I'm like, this is.
Her wrist is still broken from the last time she was there, which was a couple weeks ago, they say.
A couple weeks? Was it? I thought it was a couple days.
No, they say a couple weeks.
Oh. Because
I also was like, it was a couple days. And then they say a couple weeks. And I was like, time on this show doesn't mean anything.
I could have sworn they said two times in 1 week. Was it two times in a month?
I think it was two times in a month.
Okay. All right.
Because I think when Bailey talks to Meredith, Meredith said she came in a few weeks back.
Okay.
So she comes in. She has fallen, allegedly, at the grocery store.
In the cereal aisle on some jam.
She tripped over some display and then all the glass broke. So that's why she's cut up. In addition to being probably injured in other ways. She also is, again, still in the cast. She makes the reference to the shoes that tone your butt, which is such an early 2010s reference. I specifically remember these shoes when I was in college being such a big deal. They were like, you don't have to go to the gym. You just have to walk because we put air in your shoes and it's going to make your legs go in another way and it's going to make your butt look better.
Wasn't it the Skechers?
Skechers was the first one. And then other ones came out that were significantly less ugly. But the Skechers were probably the ones she were wearing because the Skechers ones were insane platforms.
Yeah, they were just these gigantic semicircles on the bottom of her feet.
in her story, those shoes are the culprit for why she fell. She then later tells the story that it was actually the pharmacy, not the supermarket. And she's, again, a little frustrated, irate, annoyed with everybody. And Bailey breathalyzes her because she's like, listen, you keep falling. You keep getting injured. You can't keep your story straight. These things are in line with someone who, has some kind of addiction. So I'm going to breathalyze you now. And Adele does not take that well, which is reasonable, in my opinion.
Well, it's even funny when she goes to Meredith, she's like, so walk me through this.
Yeah.
Because I just accused the chief's wife of being a wino. And it doesn't feel good.
And she breathalyzer was clean, and so was the tox screen. So I feel that I'm wrong.
Yeah. Also, I was trying to look up the name of those shoes. I can't remember what the name they were walking. Oh, man, I just wish I remembered the name of those Skechers, but they were ugly as butthole. Shape Ups.
Yes.
These right here.
Yep.
Ugh.
Look terrible. How ugly those are. Yeah,
just
those
the
are bad.
Worst. And I remember I was working at Finish Line when those came out. It was all people wanted.
I mean, yeah, people needed them. But then immediately every other shoe brand was like, let's make this, but not ugly.
Yeah. And then all the other shoe brands were like, actually, let's just cut our losses.
Yeah.
The fact that Adele keeps referring it to as my derriere.
She's a proper lady. She's demure. She's mindful.
Very cutesy.
So cutesy.
Take a break. So, take a break real quick.
Yeah.
Finish
quick
up
break.
At all.
Quick break from our sponsors.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And we're back.
How you holding up there, pal? We're almost done. We're in the home stretch.
My face hurts a little bit. It's the sinus pressure. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So ultimately, Miranda does this whole workup. She spends the day with her. She's like, everything's clear, but I feel like something else is going on. And she tells Richard, and she's like, if this was my wife, like, I wouldn't have a general surgeon checking on her. I would be having, like, the best neuro guy in the country who happens to fucking work here and is like specializing in neurological disorders. Look at her. Like, that's
and also a
do.
Personal friend.
Yeah.
But that's my two cents, Weber.
And again, he takes it better than he took it from Meredith a couple weeks ago. So the end of the episode is him finding Hunt, Derek and Mark murdering people with golf balls again on the roof. I hate this. It happens all the time. And I will never just accept it. I will never get over this. And they're like, oh, do you want to join? Can I offer you a nine iron? And so he asked to speak to Derek. And then he says, like, hey, can you like check out Adele? Like, make sure there's not anything else going on. And obviously Derek says, of course.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's the resolution on that, is that, you know, Derek's going to check on her and see if there is an underlying cause that they can find and or treat.
Yeah, it's an interesting, see, like, the beginning of that interaction when Weber asks Bailey for help. And I don't love that Weber yelled at Meredith, but I love that Bailey was the one who finally got through to Weber. Again, I think that kind of speaks to their relationship a lot. But when it first starts up, like, Bailey's on the way to do an embolectomy, and he's like, well, I need you to do a workup, like, have Christina cover that, do everything that exists and find out what's wrong with my wife. And Bailey was like, well, fine, but, like, I was really happy for my embolectomy. And then Weber's like, yeah, everyone is unhappy in this situation. Like, no one is having a good time, Bailey, okay?
It's like me as a parent when Scarlett's like, I want to have a muffin for dinner. And I'm like, I want you not to scream at me. Nobody's happy.
It's so funny. And also, we have a Meet the Millers moment at the end of the episode. Because when they're on that rooftop again, so Derek is mad about Meredith, about the vision thing.
I hate that they're all bitching about women. Like, it pisses me off.
Yes. But we have this scene where Mark's like, I'm just so mad that I got 33%. Hunt's like, man, I get 10%. And Derek is like, you guys get a vote? Like, just felt very Meet the Millers with Jason Sudeikis and Jennifer Aniston, and it was just very funny.
Meet the Morgans?
No, Meet the Millers.
I think it's,
or We're the Millers. It's the where they're.
No, I know. Is it? Are you sure it's Millers? I really thought it was Morgans.
No, the Millers.
Huh. I believe you. I haven't seen it. I just thought it was Morgans.
Mike and IMDb it real quick. You've never seen that movie?
No, I'm fine. I don't need to see it. It just doesn't look like it.
Yeah, it's
it
We're the Millers.
Be entertaining to me.
It is a okay. All right.
I'm not saying it's. This is what I okay. Very often, okay, I will say something is not for me, and I don't enjoy it. And I'm not even saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's not for me. I do, when I think something is bad, I do say that. But I will say it's not my type of humor, and that is not the same as me saying it is a bad movie. But I will say when I think something is a bad movie.
You like Jason Sudeikis as an actor, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't go out of my way to see him in things, but I enjoy him when I do.
Okay. Yeah, it's I think it's a very funny movie. You've got obviously Jason Sudeikis, Jennifer Aniston, Emma Roberts, and Will Poulter are two people. Then,
which I mean, talk about a glow up. Hello.
Yeah, good for him. So and then good. Nick Offerman and Catherine Hahn have cameos in there too.
I do love Catherine Hahn.
I know. I
in
am
everything ever.
I'm gonna be too scared to do the Agatha Harkness.
I'll probably watch it.
TV show. Still haven't even watched Loki season 2.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
So what were we talking about? Yeah, everybody bitching about their ladies on the roof while murdering civilians with golf clubs.
Yeah.
Okay. Was there anything else we needed to talk about? Did we talk about everything?
I think so. Speaking
guys,
of
guys, if we missed anything, it's because I'm sick and I'm sorry.
Well, we still have a whole storyline to talk about.
Oh.
Ricky and Julia.
Oh God, bless it. That's like a huge one.
Yeah, I was like, I thought I was gonna make a joke about speaking of murder. Julia's out here trying to Romeo and Juliet herself into the fucking.
Well, okay, let's not put it just on her. They definitely
no, Ricky
are.
Too. They're the yeah. Romeo and Juliet. That's 50-50 split of blame.
Yeah.
Whoa! Hold on. Romeo R. Ricky R. Julia Juliet J. J. What?
I mean, I thought you had already put that together earlier because you said Ricky and Julia and then immediately followed it by Romeo and Juliet.
No.
Oh.
I hate when you steal my joy.
I'm not trying to steal it. I just thought you already made the connection. But I like that everyone got to enjoy you making the realization live on air.
You didn't actually steal my joy. It is just funny that I literally just put that together.
Ricky, it's just funny to me when you put things together by saying something that you've already said earlier. Like that is amusing to me.
Do you think in life people listen to every single word that I say always?
No.
Okay. I also don't listen to every single word that I say always. So sometimes I make amazing points and then I circle back and I go, whoa, Ricky and Julia, Romeo and Juliet. Am I right? That's crazy.
Okay.
I'm my own biggest fan.
I know that to be true. Okay.
What was the last thing that I really was understanding and putting together live on air? And it was crazy. There was something.
I have truly no idea.
Anyways, okay. Ricky and Julia, cystic fibrosis. Ricky needs a lung transplant. And
when they pull those lungs out of him, they are charred.
Yeah.
Crispy. So cystic fibrosis is a respiratory, well, it is a genetic condition that affects the body's, I think the main thing that is affected is your lungs and your airway, but it is technically a genetic condition that affects protein in your body as per the National Institute of Health.
Because was this supposed to be a teaching hospital, damn it?
It is, it is.
Okay.
So it can cause, the glands, faulty protein that affects body cells and the glands that make mucus and sweat. Normal mucus is slippery and protects the airway, digestive tract, and other organs. And this is not. So it clogs them.
Mm.
Thick, sticky mucus blocks the airways. And there's often blood in their mucus as well. And they're way more susceptible to bacterial infections. However, I will say, and I know this because I know someone whose child has cystic fibrosis, and just in the time that I've known this person, the treatment and the prognosis for it has gone just so far, and they used to have to go to breathing treatments every other week, and now they have to go twice a year. There's medications that are very, very helpful now, and especially because with cystic fibrosis, I do feel typically it is something diagnosed pre-birth. They've just done so much research and there's been so many breakthroughs on it. I don't know that this story portrayed in this episode would necessarily be the case now because treatment has come, has been so advanced since then. So that's good news in science.
We do love science news. And I did have to double check because at one point, so Teddy's like, it's like God must have a soft spot for the two of you because it's a miracle. And yeah. Even Lexi was like, you two can date anyone in the world, just mm-hmm. not each other. And I had to look at that. And yeah, so it's true. Like typically a cystic fibrosis patient will not infect a non-cystic fibrosis ridden person.
Yeah.
But if there's two people together, they can infect each other, which is crazy. So
I do think there was a movie about this called like 8 Feet Apart or something.
I think you're thinking of 8 Mile, and that was a prison movie.
No, I think you're thinking of Green Mile. I'm just kidding. Okay, so
I was thinking of Green Mile. What's eight? Is 8 Mile a
eight
thing?
8 Mile is the Eminem.
Ah. And okay. Captain America.
So in 1990, the average person with cystic fibrosis, the prognosis was that they would only live to age 30. But now 50 years is average, but there are patients that have lived into their 80s and have passed away from causes other than cystic fibrosis. So there is, again, that's just like 30 years is not that long for that much of a like medical advancement. So that's really wonderful. So we love to see that. Yay, science.
Hooray. Sometimes science hasn't come too far.
That's true. Okay. Also, we had talked in a different episode about how lung transplants are more difficult than other organ transplants because even like when, you know, every other organ is fine, apparently the lungs deteriorate the quickest. Like that's when Christina had to do that ex vivo lung transplant. I think that we talked about that.
Yeah.
So lungs are just harder to come by. So it's just like a miracle to get a lung transplant.
Well, it speaks to the mindset of Teddy and Lexi and Jackson and everyone. And, you know, when Teddy goes to them and says, these lungs are a gift, like you cannot squander it. And Ricky hits back with what we have is a gift. Like, okay, yes, I get it. You're in love. Love is a gift. Yes. And they're like going back and forth. And I'm going to say this one time today. Can we just all back off and stop giving Jackson a hard time for being hot? Can we just not make fun of the good looking guy just because he's good looking? He's a fine person.
They are finally giving him an arc that makes him very likable.
Yes. And when she's like, oh, it's so easy for you with your green eyes and your perfect everything and your white coat. And I'm like, dude, guys, just shut up. Let the man be. He's got feelings too. Okay.
Yep.
But anyways, so Teddy is like, end the relationship or you don't get the lungs. And I'm glad that she puts the foot down because I think that's the responsible thing to do as a doctor, because how many tens of thousands of people need lung transplants, exactly. Right? So when they did do the breakup, I thought they were lying at first, but that goodbye seemed pretty really real.
Well, I think it was like a goodbye and a combination of like, but you might die because this is very serious surgery.
Yeah. And I like that it was like very, very meta when they're in the surgery and Teddy's like, yeah, I like they're probably lying, like whatever, but like I hope not. And then Lexi goes and finds,
Julia.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I think it's important to note that Lexi is like on their side. She's like, but they're soulmates.
Oh yeah. And then Jax is like, give me a break.
Then she comes around and she's like, you staying together is not romantic. It is murder and it is unfair to your families, people who love you, and the family of the organ donor who just died to save his life. So go away.
Yeah, when she says you're it's like you're taking a gun and killing him. And then she says there's nothing romantic about a joint suicide.
Yep.
It makes sense also to me now as I say it out loud, the Romeo and Juliet thing was a bit less nuanced and I'm just an idiot.
No, you're not an idiot. I mean, people aren't looking for that.
Okay. But because we have an educational podcast.
Right. We are looking at it through a more critical lens. And so we have unearthed it.
Yeah.
But Romeo and Juliet sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, like as a play, it's fine. I just think like, I don't understand why it is so often presented as like this amazing, wonderful love story. When in fact it is two teenagers being so dramatic that over the course of 3 days, like 10 people died. Because they're fucking horny.
I mean, get yours, you know, like just.
But there's a way to do it without all the death.
Yeah. They didn't have condoms back then, you know.
I fail to see how that's relevant.
There's no connection to the relevancy at all.
Also, do you know that?
I don't. Actually, I think back then they had like rattlesnake skin condoms.
God. They probably were doing lambskin.
Lambskin, yeah, you know.
Pull and pray,
as they do.
Anyways, that occurred. Cannot breathe. I like the scene between Julia and Lexi. I like the way she phrases it to her. I like at the end when she's like, please tell him to find someone else. Like, I don't want him to be alone.
It made me a little bit emotional. I felt bad for Julia. And I feel bad for Lexi, too, because there's a lot of mirroring going on here.
Also, I really like the scene between Jackson and Lexi. He waits for her and he's like, I wanted to make sure you're okay. And she's like, yeah, but Ricky isn't. Like, what if they were soulmates? And he's like, Lexi, are you fucking kidding me? Can you take a minute and think of how stupid it would be if every person had one soulmate? That would make no sense.
Yeah.
I agree with Jackson. I don't subscribe to like the one destined human being soulmate theory. That feels absurd to me. It is absolutely possible to love more than one person over your life. And I love what Lexi says to Julia where she's like, when you're with that person, it feels like, and you break up, like it feels like there will never be anything else like that. But then you find someone else and you like remember how silly it was that you were ever worried that you felt that way. And that's true. Like, it can be like, I don't want to diminish anyone's prior relationships or like breakups are hard, but then you move forward and you find someone else that were like, there is probably a reason that you broke up.
Don't be sad because it's over.
All right.
You be happy sad. Because it happened.
You can still be sad.
Yeah, you can still be sad.
But yeah, I like the way that Lexi put it into perspective for Julia. And, I just think that I do believe that they stayed apart after that conversation.
Yeah, that's also my truth as well. Yeah. But in that scene that you're talking about, Jackson's really laying it on. He's like, you deserve better too. And then he says, someone like you, someone like, you know, and when he says, people will be waiting in line for someone like you. And she goes, oh, you're so silly. And he goes,
oh,
girl,
would you be in line? And she says, yeah, I'm in line.
I am the line.
I'm right line. Hear me roar.
And then they have that cute, you know, they smirk at each other and they're sweet. And then they get naked in the shower. And they my truth is that they smushed booties.
Well, yeah, why else would they be in the shower together?
To wash each other's hair.
Oh, I guess so. Were you surprised at that reveal?
No, not even a little bit. When April walked in, I was more surprised by April saying yes to Stark.
Yeah, that is shocking.
She walks in and she goes, I just got asked out by the Grinch and I said yes. And then Lexi's like, okay, go away. And April's like, I gotta go pee. And she's like, April, just get the fuck out of here. I knew that there was someone in the shower with her.
They have a very steamy kiss.
Yeah, they do. I was here so for it. Steamy. Good for them.
Truly.
Okay, now that we've officially talked about the storylines, also, I don't know that that lungs are that brightly colored when they come out of a human body, but they really did make a very dramatic difference between the two of what Ricky had and what was going into Ricky's lungs.
I mean, I think that's just supposed to be the point of, like, how much cystic fibrosis destroys your lungs.
Yeah. But I just don't know that that lungs in real life look like a beautiful piece of Atlantic salmon, like, just sitting there.
They're pretty pink. Mm. They say they pink up when they attach.
I wonder what my organs look like. Do you think my lungs are good?
I don't know. You've seen Jessica's. Like, in bowls.
I wish I did.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, remember they told me not to, and I respected them.
That's right. That's probably good.
The next kid. I think I'll be ready.
You're going to be like, let me see those organs. It's for my podcast.
Yeah. The only other note that I want to share, and do we have any Patreon questions for today?
Yes.
Okay.
We do.
The only other scene that I want to shout out is when Meredith, Christina, and Alex are at the lunch table together. Yeah. And Alex just starts taking her French fries as if she can't see anything. And they're talking. I think this is actually the first scene that we get Christina. I think this is the first scene. And she's like, yeah, you need space away from the way that guys do toothpaste. It's congealed and it's filled with their fossilized oral bacteria. And Meredith is just so sad. She's like, well, I leave toothpaste in the sink. And Christina kind of has this pause and she goes, it's okay. You didn't have any parents.
Nobody raised you. It's to be expected.
Oh, I was actually crying at that scene. That was so funny. And then, Alex is like, I'm going to miss a cheap place to have rent. And then he steals another fry. And Meredith's like, I can still see you eating my fries.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. That was a funny scene.
Zoe says, what big fancy amenity would you want in your dream house?
Oh, I could tell you right now. Indoor pool / water park.
That doesn't feel like an amenity so much as an absurd thing to say. I mean, indoor pool feels reasonable, but indoor water park feels absurd.
Not okay. I don't necessarily need an indoor water park, but what I would like is for, you know how at the Polynesian outdoor pool, they've got like that random spot where the water just kind of comes down like a little waterfall.
So you just want a water feature.
I want a water feature inside my indoor pool.
Yeah.
In That's my fine. House with yeah. a separate hot tub next to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I want there to be an opening glass roof where it completely retracts and that becomes an outdoor pool in the summer.
Okay.
Or I have a separate outdoor pool. I'm undecided.
So hard, but a hard choice.
I know. Yeah.
Would
There's
love
one more.
Like
I'd like
heat.
To shout out
okay.
one more. A full-size outdoor slow-pitch softball field with a fence and outdoor nighttime lights so that I can host family gatherings and tournaments annually.
I mean, I feel like if you have that, you need to have it way more than annually.
I guess that's fair. Weekly.
Definitely a big tub, which I already have because I'm very blessed. But even I would take a bigger tub. And huge kitchen with one of those pantries that's like hidden, like you open it, it looks like a cabinet, but then you open it and it's like a full butler's pantry, and that's where you keep all the appliances so you don't have appliances all over your countertop.
Nice.
And just like the most organized, like Khloe Kardashian level organized pantry. That's like the dream.
I love that.
I think those are like the main things. Also, just to live on a compound with all my best friends.
Yeah. I also would, in a perfect world, love a place to display all my guitars, and then a beautiful climate-controlled, humidity-controlled shoe display room as well.
A recording studio would be great.
for our compound.
We're getting doors. We're getting solid core doors.
Whoa.
We're ordering them tomorrow, and then someone's coming to install them. So that's exciting.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. So, okay. Updated Adele predictions, frowny face.
Yeah, she's got dementia, something. She's not got Alzheimer's. She's going to have vascular dementia, like my grandma. Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm. Okay. April Stark prediction.
They're going to kiss at least once. But I don't know that they end up together, but I think that they at least are going to kiss once for right now. That's my prediction.
Okay. And then just a prediction on how/if the child free storyline comes back into play for Christina and Owen.
Yeah, it will be their breakup. It's what's going to cause them to get a divorce.
Okay. And then
and also timeline, they're going to be divorced by the end of season 8.
So by the end of next season.
By the end of next season they'll be divorced.
Okay. True love soulmates with damaged lungs, short life, or letting the person go with healthy lungs and potentially long lives separately. The second one.
The second one.
Yeah.
Because the only reason is you've taken a lung transplant.
See, for me, I'm like, if they stay together, I mean, yes, it is absolutely, that is a main reason, because you are being selfish and taking that away from someone who could have lived like 50 years with those lungs.
Yeah.
But also, if you look at the long term, like say they stay together and he gets sick from her and he dies, you think she's going to be like, that's fine, we were in love? No, she's going to feel guilt ridden. She's going to blame herself for the rest of her life.
Think she'll take poison to kill herself?
Maybe. Like, it's just, I think it's definitely hard in that situation to look at you and be like, it hurts right now, but like stepping apart is what's best for both people. But like, that's so clearly what's best for every single person.
Yeah, I agree. That's for sure what I would choose. It's tough though, because like, I love, but also life does go on.
Yeah. And yet again, you don't get just one person to be in love with. You can be in love with more than one person over the course of your life. Preferably not at the same time, but over the course of your life.
Yeah. I'm going to get all my loves out of the way at the exact same time. I got three good loves. I'm going to love them all at the same time.
Right now, guys, line on up. Who do you think was right on the social services call? I think we kind of already touched on that. Like, in concept, in theory, Stark is right, but that's not the reality. He also doesn't know these patients at all. He does not know the whole story. He's not like giving it a second thought. Also, I'm like, would he have said that if that was just like a benign lump that was affecting nothing? I don't know. I just feel like there's so much like hypothetical and what ifs. Like, obviously children need to be cared for, and obviously this is a very specific set of circumstances that are like horrible.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I think the solution is very good.
Here's a little bit of a hot take. In this moment, I don't know that he was saying call DCFS maliciously.
Oh, I don't think it was being malicious. I think he was just being a very robot about it.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I think that's the line for me. I think I'm on his side, because he had removed the bias and the opinion out of the equation. He was just saying, this is by the book. This is black and white. The parents clearly can't care for the kid. We need to have someone come in there and just do a quick temp check.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that ultimately they didn't. But I do think that it could have been the right choice.
Predictions on Meredith with the fertility drugs affecting her eyesight. What do you think will happen next?
She's going to get pregnant. Not this cycle, but she will get pregnant the next cycle. They're going to get her on a different fertility medicine, and her vision will come back.
Okay. How long do you think Jackson and Lexi will last?
To the end of the season. They're not going to last more than, they're not going to go past season 7.
Okay. What will break them up?
Mark.
Okay. In what way?
She's going to not be out of love with him. And he's going to make it known that he still wants to be with her. And I think that Lexi's going to soften on the idea that she wants, that she can be a part of the life of the kid and Mark all at the same time.
Yeah. Do you think Stark and April will actually be a couple? You said they would kiss.
Yeah, I don't know that they're actually going to be a couple.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay, I think those are all the ones we have.
All good questions, guys. I love this.
I also do. And I think any other predictions? I think you kind of got everything. Do you have anything to add with Mark and Arizona and Cali?
No, but I do feel like there's maybe they're getting ready to build on a storyline where there's some tension.
Yeah.
I just don't know what that looks like yet.
Okay. I think that's it. Let's rate the episode.
I'm going to go with a 3.2.
Oh, wow.
It's just okay. I think that there's some good things in it, but like, I think maybe I wasn't in like the best headspace watching this because I was watching it at work. Yeah. But I did definitely see some shock factor in Stark, seeing Jackson and Lexi get together. Adele coming back.
Yeah.
A great storyline with Ricky and Julia. But yeah, I mean, it was just a normal episode for me. I didn't really feel too wildly pulled in any direction. What about you?
I think it's a 4 for me. This episode makes me angry in a lot of ways, but it's a good episode. Like, it's setting things up, but it's not like an episode you can skip, in my opinion, because like everything with Meredith and the fertility drugs, like that has repercussions, obviously. Adele coming back, that's obviously going to have like something happening. Jackson and Lexi getting together and Jackson kind of helping her see that she has decided she doesn't want to be with Mark and she doesn't need to falter on that just because she's sad. April and Stark is happening. There's clearly something with Cali Arizona brewing and Mark and yeah. So there's stuff that agitated me, like obviously Owen and Christina. And then I'm just like unclear on what Lucy's trying to do. But I think the episode is good and I really like the Rick and Julia storyline and the storyline, with the Alzheimer's patients. Cause I'm really glad that she got the medicine. Cause my truth is that she just, everything's fine. And that little boy gets all the care he needs now. So, yeah. So that's why it's a 4 for me.
Yeah, I don't disagree with anything. I just
also we didn't really talk about it, but I really appreciated Teddy's passion in this episode.
Yeah, a lot of passion.
Yeah,
I find her a much more enjoyable character when her and Hunt don't have like a will they won't they thing going on.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we've done all the predictions, and I'm on death's door. So
yeah, you need to go to sleep.
But thank you all so much for listening. Please continue to share us. And if you haven't left us a rating or a review on Spotify and iTunes, please do that. Tag us on your socials when you're listening. Show us what you're doing when you're listening. Cleaning, working, walking, running, driving. You know, just tag us and tell us what you're doing.
Doing naughty things to yourself. It's all fine.
No. And then email graysacademypod@gmail.com. And you can find our Patreon, Grey's Academy Pod. And you can get on our Discord and chat with us there. And if you see Carmen walking down the street, just remember,
no spoilies. We appreciate you all, and we will see you all in the next one.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.